KJAN Sports. It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking high school sports from your weekend, the Kemper Catholic Knights boys golf team won their home tournament on Saturday at the Carroll Country Club. The Knights shot a 305 to win it. Spencer, the runner-up, shooting a 311. Spirit Lake shot 314. Carroll a 323 total. They were the top four. Humboldt was number five at 324. Cole Collison of Kemper Catholic was the individual medalist, shooting a 71. For Atlantic, they finished in seventh place overall, shooting a 329 total. Atlantic scores included Matt Gearhart, 75. That was good for fifth place. Kyle Reno and Tate Denbeste each shot an 83 in that meet, while Braden Smith had 87 for Atlantic. Also over the weekend in high school soccer, lots of soccer action around the area. In boys action, Atlantic beat St. Albert 2-1. Also in tournament play at the Creston Tournament, it was Riverside beating Tri-Center 5-2 and Creston over Clarinda Academy 8-0. Championship match saw Riverside win 3-1 over Creston. Also at the Carroll Tournament, it was Humboldt over Carroll 5-2. Thomas Jefferson beat AHSTW 1-0. Consolation went to AHSTW with a 1-0 win in penalty kicks over Carroll. At the Bondurant-Farrar tournament, Lewis Central beat Grinnell 4-0 before losing in the championship to Bondurant-Farrar 2-1. At the Nevada tourney, Perry beat Kemper Catholic 3-0, Nevada over Kemper Catholic 2-1, and Kemper Catholic fell in the seventh-place match to Greene County by a 5-1 final. Some of the area scores in boys soccer on Saturday. In girls soccer play, it was Harlan over Riverside 7-0. Also in the Creston tournament, Creston beat Boone 2-0, and it was Knoxville 1-0 over Creston in the championship match in that tourney. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Chris Bryant belted his fourth career Grand Slam while the Cubs were tacking on six runs in the eighth inning in their seventh straight win, a 13-5 pounding of the Cardinals in a game heard here on KJAN. Wilson Contreras, Anthony Rizzo, and David Bodie each drove in two runs as Chicago leapfrogged the Cardinals for first place in the National League Central. Ben Zobrist had two hits and made two nice plays in left field while the Cubs were polishing off their first three-game sweep of St. Louis since September of 2017. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday in the National League, Atlanta beat Miami 3-1 in 10 innings. Philadelphia downed Washington 7-1. Milwaukee beat the New York Mets 3-2. Colorado 8-7 over Arizona. San Diego beat the LA Dodgers 8-5. San Francisco topping Cincinnati 6-5. In the American League, the Tigers celebrated a 5-2 victory over the Royals when Brandon Dixon slammed a three-run homer with two out in the bottom of the 10th inning. Spencer Turnbull was in line to get the win after yielding one run and six hits over seven innings, but the Royals tied it on Hunter Dozier's solo shot off of Joe Jimenez in the eighth inning. Kansas City starter Brad Keller allowed two runs, six hits, and five walks over 5 1/3 innings of work. Elsewhere in the American League Sunday, Seattle beat Cleveland 10-0, Boston over the Chicago White Sox 9-2, Texas 10-2 over Toronto, the New York Yankees beat Minnesota in eight innings 4-1, Houston over the LA Angels 10-4, Tampa Bay at Baltimore was rained out. In interleague play, Pittsburgh beat the Oakland Athletics in 13 innings 5-3 on Sunday. We'll have Cardinals baseball for you tonight here on KJAN as the Cards will face off against the Philadelphia Phillies. 6:10 is the pregame start time, 7:05. Is first pitch in that contest tonight. Well, UC Irvine scored nine runs in the fifth inning to put the game away as the 18th-ranked Anteaters beat Iowa 15-4 on Sunday to salvage the final game of their three-game series. That was Iowa's sixth straight series victory.
It's a good weekend, and they're a good team, and we knew that they'd be dialed in today, and we just weren't very good on the mound, to be honest. I mean, it was as pretty much simple as that.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. That was the third straight series for the Hawkeyes in which they were unable to close out a three-game sweep.
I thought we were getting good at-bats off a really good pitcher. Had some bad luck, some line drives that were caught, and they had a nice day. I mean, things fell for them, found some holes. But the big difference was, you know, they had eight extra base hits, three home runs. We weren't getting the extra base hits. We were getting less singles and didn't get a big blow. And then obviously the fifth inning was a nightmare.
At 29-17 on the season, the Hawkeyes are considered an NCAA bubble team. They'll return to action Friday by opening up a Big Ten series at home against Michigan State. Well, the Toronto Raptors and the Denver Nuggets have regained home court advantage in the NBA's conference semifinals by evening their series at 2 games apiece. Kawhi Leonard scored 39 points, and the Raptors held Joel Embiid in check in a 101-96 win in Philadelphia. Game 5 is Tuesday in Toronto. In Portland, Nikola Jokic had a triple-double of 21 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists as the Nuggets held off the Trailblazers 116-112. That was his second straight triple-double in the fourth of the postseason. The Nuggets will host Game 5 on Tuesday. The St. Louis Blues and the Dallas Stars are going to the limit. The Blues forced a Game 7 in their NHL second-round series by scoring 3 unanswered goals in a 4-1 victory at Dallas. Rookie Jordan Binnington stopped 22 shots for the Blues as they'll host Game 7 on Tuesday night. Max Homa has earned his first PGA Tour victory in 68 starts with a strong back nine to secure the Wells Fargo Championship at Quail Hollow. Homa began the back nine with 2 birdies to build a 4-shot lead and didn't make any mistakes until it only affected the final margin. He closed with a 4-under par 67 for a 15-under total and a 3-shot victory over runner-up Joel Dahmen. Homa played only one Sunday in the entire PGA Tour season 2 years ago. That victory gets him into the PGA Championship in 2 weeks at Bethpage Black and the Masters next April. Scott McCarron has won the Insperity Invitational for his 10th PGA Tour Champions victory and second in 3 weeks. The 53-year-old McCarron held off Scott Parrell by 2 strokes, closing with a 5-under 67 to finish at 17-under 199. He matched Fred Couples for the best score since the event moved to the Woodlands Country Club in 2008. In college football news, wide receiver McLean Mannix will be able to play next season for Texas Tech after an NCAA waiver that made the Nevada transfer immediately eligible. Mannix transferred in January and went to spring drills with the Red Raiders. The Midland, Texas native had 107 catches for 1,653 yards and 13 touchdowns over the past 2 seasons at Nevada. Bettors who wagered on Maximum Security in the Kentucky Derby only to see the colt get disqualified for interference will receive refunds. TwinSpires.com, Churchill Downs' online wagering service, tweeted that it will give back up to $10 to anyone who bet on Maximum Security to win Saturday's Derby. The company said over $6.2 million was bet on the colt to win. Maximum Security was first to finish Saturday's Muddy Derby before becoming the marquee race's first winner to then be disqualified for interference. The next stop in the chase for the Triple Crown is the Preakness, though both Maximum Security and Country House remain non-committal for the May 18th race. Country House ended up the winner on Saturday. Owner Gary West says he's unsure whether to enter Maximum Security in the Preakness as he ponders appealing that historic decision from Saturday. And the NASCAR Cup race at Dover International Speedway was postponed by rain yesterday. That'll be run today instead. Chase Elliott is the pole sitter for the race after winning last week at Talladega. He won the pole, and he'll lead the field to green at 12:01 local time today. Dover hasn't held a Monday race since 2007. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.